Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Weiterleiten is to forward. Weiterleiten, to forward. How would you say I forward? Ich leite weiter. You see, it's a separable verb. Weiter is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich leite weiter. How would you say I forward you? Ich leite dich weiter. How would you say it in a formal way? I forward you, sir or madam. Ich leite sie weiter. How would you say I forward the call? Ich leite den Anruf weiter. Den Anruf. Actually, it's der Anruf, the call, masculine. But weiterleiten is an accusative verb, and so it triggers accusative endings and articles. The masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich leite den Anruf weiter. Like when you say, ich leite sie weiter, I forward you, sir. Or ich leite dich weiter, I forward you. Dich and sie are accusative pronouns. How would you say I forward the email? Ich leite die E-Mail weiter. So, die keeps the same. In accusative, the only article that is different is the masculine one, that is den. But die, the female one, keeps the same. Das, the neuter one, keeps the same. Die, the plural one, keeps the same. So, ich leite die E-Mail weiter. How would you say I forward the request? Ich leite das Anliegen weiter. Das Anliegen is one way to express the request or the concern. Das Anliegen. Ich leite das Anliegen weiter. I forward the request. How would you say, can you, sir or madam, so in a formal way, can you forward me? Können Sie mich weiterleiten? Here, weiterleiten is together again in the infinitive form, kicked to the end. Because können is the first verb, the modal verb können. Can. Können Sie. Can you, sir. Sie, written with a capital S, because it's the formal way of saying you in German. Können Sie mich weiterleiten? Can you, sir or madam? Me forward would be the structure in German. Can you forward me? Können Sie mich weiterleiten? How would you say, can you forward the call? Können Sie den Anruf weiterleiten? How would you say, can you forward the email? Können Sie die E-Mail weiterleiten? How would you say, can you forward the request? Können Sie das Anliegen weiterleiten? How would you say, I forward your call? Ich leite Ihren Anruf weiter. So if we are in formal terms, Ihren. Deinen would be your call. Ihren, your call, sir or madam. Ich leite Ihren Anruf weiter. And you see, Ihren with EN because it's accusative, like den Anruf. We carry on the same EN. Ich leite Ihren Anruf weiter. I would say, I forward your email. Ich leite Ihre E-Mail weiter. How would you say, I forward your request? Ich leite Ihr Anliegen weiter. Ihre E-Mail with the E, the female E. Ihr Anliegen has no ending. In the neuter, we don't put an ending in the possessive articles. Ich leite Ihr Anliegen weiter. I forward your request. How would you say, I forward your email to Mr. Meyer? Ich leite Ihre E-Mail an Herrn Meyer weiter. You see, in German we say for to Mr. Meyer, we say an. We use the preposition an here. So it's weiterleiten an, to forward to. Ich leite Ihre E-Mail, I forward your email, an Herrn Meyer weiter, to Mr. Meyer. You see, weiter, although the sentence is long, is kicked to the end because we have two parts of verbs. It's the prefix. Ich leite Ihre E-Mail an Herrn Meyer weiter. An Herrn. Herrn adds an N. Why? Because Herr is part of the so-called weak nouns. And when it's used as an object, here the accusative object, it gets an additional N. It's a more advanced topic. For now, you can take it as it is. So an Herrn Meyer. To Mr. Meyer. Ich leite Ihre E-Mail an Herrn Meyer weiter. How would you say, I forward your request to Mr. Meyer? Ich leite Ihr Anliegen an Herrn Meyer weiter. How would you say, I forward your request to the department manager? Ich leite Ihr Anliegen an den Abteilungsleiter weiter. Der Abteilungsleiter is the department manager. So ich leite Ihr Anliegen an den Abteilungsleiter weiter. Den, because an or weiterleiten an, to forward to, triggers accusative. So we say, ich leite Ihr Anliegen an den Abteilungsleiter weiter. How would you say, I forward your email to the department manager? Ich leite Ihre E-Mail an den Abteilungsleiter weiter. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb meinen, to mean, meinen, to mean. Like when you say, what do you mean by that? So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.